别人写稿一天。
Someone writes an article in a day.
他只用几分钟。
He only used a few minutes.
而且写得更好。
And it's written better.
这种能力古人叫以马可待。
This ability is called waiting for a horse by ancient people.
今天叫 GPT, 叫 Gemini, 叫 Cloud. 以马可
Today, I called GPT, Gemininer and Cloud, and I also called Nemer.
可待这个成语啊
I'm waiting for this idiom.
出自《世说新语》，故事发生在东晋太和四年。
This story comes from the new book of Tang, and the events take place in the fourth year of the Eastern Jin Dynasty.
这一年
This year,
大司马桓温率兵北伐，征途中突然紧急
The grand strategist suddenly and urgently withdrew from the northern campaign.
需要一篇路布文
Need a short, informative text.
就是不封缄的捷报。
Just the news that the cheating is not being punished.
或者是檄文。
Or a manifesto.
不仅要写得快。
Not only must it be written quickly.
而且还要写得有气势。
And also, it should be written in a powerful and impressive manner.
有感染力。
Infectious.
这时候
At this time,
桓温就想起一个人
I thought of someone.
袁虎本名袁弘虎是他的小字
Yuan Hu, whose real name is Yuan Han Hu, is his nickname.
袁虎的人生命运很传奇
Yuan Hu's life was very legendary.
他出身于陈郡
He comes from Chenjun.
袁氏祖上很风光
The ancestors of Yuan family were very glorious.
但是到了他这一代呀
But by his generation,
已经很落魄了
Already very poor.
但他从小就特别爱读书啊
But he was very fond of reading from a young age.
特别会写文章
Write well.
后来因为才华出众
Later, because of my outstanding talent,
被谢尚所欣赏
appreciated by Zai Sheng,
得以进入官场
get into the government.
后来呢，成为桓温手下的文官
Later, he became a civilian official under Yuan Wen.
虽然没啥背景
although there is no background,
但属于有硬实力
But they have strong capabilities.
就是能写。袁虎刚刚被桓温责罚免了官戴罪在身紧急关头。
Just when Yuan Hu was relieved of his official duties and was still under criminal charges.
桓温也没多想。
I didn't think twice about it.
直接把他喊过来。
Call him over directly.
袁虎你来。
The tiger also came.
现在就写。袁虎呢也没废话啊。
Now, let's talk about Far East. There's no need to waste time.
手不辍笔。
Keep writing.
俄得七纸。书可观啊。
That's a lot of books.
笔都没停下来。
He didn't stop writing.
也不需要思考的时间。
No need to think.
片刻之间
In a moment,
洋洋洒洒就写满了七张纸
Yuan wrote on seven sheets of paper
而且文采斐然
And it is elegant and refined
好到在场的人无不赞叹
So good that everyone present was amazed
当时东亭侯王洵就在旁边
At that time, Wang Zan, the Marquis of Danting, was standing nearby.
忍不住连连称奇。
Can't help but marvel at it.
这就是成语以马可待的来历。
This is the origin of the idiom waiting for Mark.
从此
From then on,
这个成语就用来形容一个人文思敏捷。
This idiom is used to describe someone who is quick-witted and resourceful.
注意，不是单纯写得快。
Note that it is not just about writing quickly.
而是又快又好。说回圆虎。
And also, it's quick and easy to return to you and who.
圆虎小时候家道中落，一度穷到要靠租船运货来维持生计。
When he was a child, you and who's family fell into poverty, and he had to earn a living by renting boats to transport goods.
命运转折。
Turning point.
堪称传奇。
Legendary.
一个夜晚。
One night.
他泊船在牛渚江畔。
He moored his boat on the bank of the river where cows were being slaughtered.
趁着月色高声吟诵自己的诗作。
While the moon was high, he recited his own poems.
恰好那天呢，镇守牛渚的将军
Just that day, the general who was in charge of the cattle,
镇西将军谢尚也在江上乘。
The boat was also written on the river.
明月泛舟，听到远处传来的吟诵声，声调清朗，辞藻华美。派人一打听。
According to the information obtained from the nearby, the chanting sound was clear and beautiful, and the language was elegant.
原来是运租船上一位名叫袁弘的年轻人。
He was actually a young man named Yuan Hong on a cargo ship.
在吟咏自己所写的诗。
While composing my own poems,
谢尚大为叹赏。
Thank you for your attention.
立即邀他登船畅谈。
Invite him to board the ship immediately for a chat.
两人竟聊到天亮。
They talked until dawn.
袁虎呢，就这样被谢尚慧眼识珠。
Yuan, who was just lucky enough to be recognized by Zai Sheng,
从此踏入仕途。命运的链条。
From then on, I entered the path of destiny.
就这样转动了。
So it turned.
可以说没有那个月夜的吟诵。
It can be said that without that night's recitation,
就没有后来的以马可待了。
There was no one like Marco afterwards.
后来
Later,
李白路过牛渚。
Li Bai passed by a cohort.
还专门写了一首诗来感慨自己的遭际，追念。
He even wrote a poem to commemorate his misfortune.
这段佳话，夜泊牛渚怀古，牛渚。
This is a beautiful night. The cows are resting in the beautiful night.
西江夜，青天无片云，登舟望秋月。
West River night, blue sky, no clouds.
空忆谢将军，余亦能高咏。
Empty-minded, the general's feather can also be used to sing high.
斯人不可闻。
The sound of the bell is inaudible.
明朝挂帆席。
Hang a sail.
枫叶落纷纷。
Falling leaves.
李白后来写求职信的时候。
Later, Li Bai wrote a letter asking for knowledge.
再次引用这个成语。
Quote this idiom again.
求职信的名称
Job application letter name
叫于韩荆州书
Call and hand Jingzhu book
李白写信向荆州长史韩朝宗自荐信中说
In a letter to the magistrate of Jingzhu Han Kaer Song Li Bai introduced himself and offered his services
必若皆之以高宴
All of them
纵之以清谈请日事万言
With a light-hearted approach, I'll ask you about Japanese proverbs and sayings.
以马可待。
Marks.
意思很简单。
The meaning is simple.
就是您要是不相信我的文才，大摆宴席。
If you don't believe in my literary talent,
让我自由发挥。
Let me be creative.
我一天能写一万个字给您。
I can write 10,000 words for you every day.
就如同袁虎那样，一马可待，不在话下。
Just like with the case of Marco, I wouldn't expect him to be absent.
李白一生狂放不羁。
Li Bai was unrestrained and wild throughout his life.
但他把这个成语用在了自己的身上。
But he used this idiom on himself.
恰恰说明在他心目中。
This clearly shows that in his eyes,
以马可待这四个字代表着文人最高的写作境界和最顶级的自信心态。
The four words wild horse represent the highest writing level and the most confident attitude among scholars.
是对自己才华最有力的背书。
The most powerful endorsement of one's own talent.
其实真正厉害的人呢、啊、
Actually, the truly talented people are
从来不是临时临场发挥。
It's never been a last-minute improvisation.
而是平时早就准备好了，等机会。
Instead, they were prepared and waited for the opportunity.
一来
First,
以马之间文章已成，埋没于乡野草泽之间的英才常有。
There are often talented people hidden among the rural and wild places.
而能赏识人才、拔擢人才的伯乐。
Those who are not able to recognize and appreciate outstanding talents,
不常有。你还在苦苦等待。
I don't often see you still waiting patiently.
属于你生命中的伯乐吗？
Is this your life's mentor?
其实，我觉得最好的伯乐就是努力的自己。
In fact, I think the best mentor is oneself who works hard.
如果你对成语感兴趣
If you are interested in idioms,
可以观看合集成语
You can watch a compiled language.
中国
China.
我是明卢
I am Ming Luo.
让我们在成语里遇到历史，亲近文化
Let's encounter history and culture in idioms.
看见中国，关注我，每天知道多一些。
I see that China is paying attention to me, and I learn more every day.